all the mornings of the wilding city. Like a spindly-legged grain of blackened rice, this little critter is dozing at the bottom of my morning lavatory. As I brush my teeth, I contemplate the creature's future prospects. Shall I attempt to squash it so that Liz won't encounter it later? Shall I wave so that it takes the hint that there are larger forces at work here? Will the critter zip away to safer haven? Most mornings in the wildling city are like that. Decisions must be made or not. Every moment of indecision is a moment of decision. As Harvey Cox said, not to decide is to decide. Moments later, beneath the prickling shower, muffled sounds transmit from the radio, teasing me with snippets of information that I have to string together on my own. Words like Afghanistan, President, Teaser, Hurricane, Blockhead. The rice-sized spidery critter gathers up what free will is left and flicks itself into elsewhere. The soap bar diminishes a fraction in my hands. The large towel engulfs me. Misted mirrors reflect vague aspects of me. Outdoor skies peek in through a high window. Morning begs to begin its forward thrust toward eventual dusk. Later, I spend a few moments attempting to select an easy-rolling, silent shopping cart in order to cruise store aisles unnoticed and meditative. There is no cooperation among the metallic wheeled skeletons. My cart squeaks harshly, as do carts of other shoppers. Strewn about the cavernous arena, other shopping carts call out to each other like feral animals under stress. The wildling city teems with beings both animate and inanimate, all wending their special fates in indecipherable patterns that, combined, create a global symphony entitled Life on Earth.